least I knew it was a flower because I'm a very sensual man. I give flowers to women. Eric never does.
Steve says he gives flowers to women. Eric never does.
Very true.
That's right. Yeah. So it's her birthday today. It's Lisa's birthday today. And
birthday, Lisa.
And she said that I never send her flowers.
Ever.
Ever. Like,
you
ever.
Don't send me flowers anymore.
Not even forever. Anymore. It's like ever.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand?
I remember Barbara Streisand.
You don't send me
and
flowers
for her
anymore.
40th, check this out. So for her 40th birthday,
wow.
She got flowers at work. This was a couple years ago. She got flowers at work.
I thought she was 40 now. I thought she was 40 now.
Oh, no. She's way past 40 now.
No way. Cut it out.
She's 42.
Cut it out.
So her parents sent her flowers at work, and her coworker says, see, your husband sent you flowers in your 40s. She was like, these are for my parents.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
That's right. See, I'm lucky I can cook. I'm good. See, I'm good like that. That is pretty cool. That is very cool. All right, well, we're going to start our show now. So go in the other room. I should do a show about that.
Yeah.
The flower you made. Yeah. Get out of here.
A lot of buttons.
Took a lot of button pushing. Oh, my God. See, we've been live on Blog Talk for like last minute or so, you know. Yeah. So, all right, baby, ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati, you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live with a special Friday edition of Ringside Reporter. And this is the weigh-in for the Tyson Fury Deontay Wilder fight. Tyson Fury weighed in at 273 pounds. 273. Go marinate on that.
Wow.
Deontay Wilder weighed in at 231 pounds. Listen, man, I don't know about you, Beeb. I don't know about you. But the more I thought about this all week long, what is it, Brian and Jesse Reakin betting $200 on this fight before seeing them weigh in. And now that I see the weigh in, I'm as like convinced as ever that I did the right thing by just staying out of it. Because I'll be honest, man, neither guy, you know, I don't like Deontay Wilder heavy. I think his best weight is around 220 or so. He's at 231, and he's been 230, as high as 233. He was 233, I believe, in the Brazil fight.
No, 229.
In the Brazil fight?
Yeah, this is his highest weight.
No, hold on. Let me look at
BoxRec.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Because I got it
weight.
Up here. Let me see.
Unless I'm wrong, I think his highest was 229 before this.
No, he was 233. Oh, 223. You're right, 223 for Brazil, excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, his highest weight before this was 229, Eric. I'm almost positive.
233 against Kelvin Price. 223, excuse me. I need glasses, Beeb.
Yeah, he's never been higher than 229.
Beeb, let me tell you what. I need glasses because I thought it was 233.
No.
And I'm looking at BoxRec before we came on the show, and I'm like, all right, well, he's been 233 a couple of times. Let me tell you what. My eyes, this is what happens when you get older. Your eyes just go south.
He's been 229 a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's his highest weight.
So this is his highest weight then, 231. Okay.
And this is Tyson Fury's second highest weight because he was high. No. He's, yeah, second highest because he's 274 for Joey Abel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've seen Tyson Fury at 270. And I've seen when he – I know about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago when I broke this fight down, I said that he's going to go on the inside – and lean on him and make this a you know, a close quarters type fight, put his head in his, on his right shoulder, and, you know, just disrupt Deontay Wilder's rhythm and make him hold his weight and force Deontay Wilder to hold his weight on the inside while he's working the body and shooting uppercuts and short hooks on the inside. I've seen him when he is this weight fight that way. I think that's the plan. Now everyone's coming out and saying it now. Now they actually revealed it. I knew it 2 weeks ago because I was talking to them. So now they're revealing that he wants to fight on. He's going to fight on the
inside.
You were
talking to Sugar Hill and his crew.
Yeah, I don't want to get too into it. I already spilled the beans. I probably
Shouldn't have done that.
I may get in trouble for doing that, but not really.
Right.
He knows how I am. But I think for what Tyson Fury wants to do and needs to do, this may not be a bad way. But on the other hand, for what Deontay Wilder needs to do and probably thinks he's going to be able to do, this may not be the greatest way. And I will say this. Tyson Fury's never been a body beautiful, but he looked solid.
How do you know? How do you know? He didn't take his shirt off. That was the other thing.
I could see the definition. Like,
no, you can't.
It's
just like you did
shirt with
Andy Ruiz. That was breast tissue, son. Listen.
That's
a telltale sign. Listen, to me, that's always a telltale. Wilder took his shirt off, and Callie King says, did Wilder look out of shape? Not at all. This is Brian. He's got $200 on the fight. Not at all. No, he did not look out of shape at all. He looked good, but I just don't like him that heavy. Listen, he looked like a bodybuilder in there. I mean, he really did. He looks muscled up. I don't like him that muscled up,
right,
man.
Fury did look like a bodybuilder. Right.
he looked like the towel boy, you know?
Did you see his arms? His arms were jacked.
His arms were jacked.
We don't want to reveal too much. This is
not
of our mind game.
You know what's funny, though? Like yesterday,
yep.
When he went on ESPN, he had this big jacket on, and I looked at him and I'm like, either he's heavier, this is like a big mind game.
But this is not another Andy Ruiz. No.
There's a big difference between the way he looks and the way Andy Ruiz looks.
I honestly think that there's some quality mass going coming along with this 271. I do. And I watch them train and stuff. this is muscle mass. This is not that.
Well, then how come he didn't take off his shirt?
You don't want to show too much.
You don't want to show too much. You don't want to show too much.
It's part of the mind game.
All right.
It's part of the mind game. Listen, he's already shown his body before with Love Handle. It doesn't matter to him.
Well, then, I don't. Yeah, he has. I mean, but... It was a little weird.
We're gonna unveil a masterpiece.
Unveil? You got that?
unveil. It's my accent. It's my Boston.
It's
accent.
It's your Boston accent, rather.
Sometimes when I go to Publix, they notice it.
But
he's gonna unveil a masterpiece when he takes that shirt off tomorrow.
You know what? I will tell you this. We're looking at, you know, because you can't tell anything without a shirt off. You don't know what he looks like underneath.
Yeah, but you could see the pec bulging out of that shirt.
But I will tell you this. His arms look lean. His arms look lean and his legs look lean.
And his face looked lean, too.
And you know what? When we saw there was a picture of him jumping rope in camp. And he had a shirt on, obviously, but he looked lean.
He's not shaking. Like, he's solid.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not right. There's not a lot of jelly there. It didn't look like anyway. We'll find out tomorrow.
My father used to say that must be jelly because jam don't. Sure don't shrink like that. That's jam. That's jam. It's not jelly. That's jam, Daddy.
You know, so, but I tell you, you know, after, I tell you what, man, it's funny because.
He's chiseled. Look at his jawline.
His jawline? What's the matter with you?
High cheekbones, nice and tight.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's funny because, like, after this weigh-in, I couldn't be persuaded to bet on either one of them. I really couldn't because, you know, again, Tyson Fury, the heaviest or around the heavy, he was 276 for Sefer Safiri on his comeback, you know, after the Klitschko fight. But, you know, to me, Tyson Fury's best weight was when he was around 254, 255, 250, in that range because he's mobile. He moves around and everything like that. So you think there's going to be a different game plan. You think he's going to work the inside. Brian Kenny, it was funny because Brian Kenny, because they were talking about that on the pre-show, Brian Kenny says, well, why would he want to be close to Deontay Wilder?
Because Brian Kenny's a fucking idiot.
Doesn't know
he's
anything.
He's a fucking idiot.
Nothing. That's how you smother the power, stupid.
Well, not only that, yeah, that's 100% correct, which I said before, but not only that, he's a bigger guy. He can put the weight on him. And he's a better inside fighter. That is Wilder done damage on the inside.
Wilder needs that extension. He needs that extension.
When Fury fought Chisora and beat him twice, he fought him on the inside. He grinded him down on the inside. Ripped his body. Wilder's not a body puncher. He's not. Listen, Wilder is great at what he does. And he's got a very, very underrated jab. I've been saying that for the last 2 years. Now other people are starting to say that. I swear, people must be watching this show.
That's right.
Now people, they're repeating the same thing I said 2 years ago now. It can't be a coincidence. Okay? I'm going to start filing lawsuits.
They listen to us.
And he does have very quick feet. The thing is, he keeps his feet wide apart. He doesn't have – when you look at Tyson Fury, his whole stance and the way he can do a lot of multiple things in there, the way he can just switch on, like he can just switch things up on the turn of a dime, like going from southpaw up top. Just the way he's just so much more smoother in everything he does. So his stance and his style is better suited for the inside. Wilder with like the wide feet, like same thing, Lennox Lewis. All the fighters that have like a wide stance like that, they're not inside fighters. Lennox Lewis was an okay inside fighter,
right,
but more often than not, he would always grab every time a guy got close to him.
Yes.
He chose to not fight them off. He would grab them and push
right.
Them,
he was a distance guy.
But you know how you can tell guys that are like that by their feet. Guys that have that spread their feet wide apart, they're not good inside fighters. They're just not, because that stance shows you that you're looking to launch from long range. You're looking to, shoot a power straight shot. That's what the feet positioning, what the feet positioning is set up for. Deontay Wilder constantly edges back. And they talked about, Tyson Fury, like Tim Bradley. I can't even believe sometimes I listen to him talk that he was a boxer before when he says things. Like, Tyson Fury, his one biggest mistake is he moves straight back. Usually top heavyweights don't do that. Muhammad Ali made a living off of going straight back. The Klitschko's used to lean straight back. A lot of
fighters. They going straight back, too.
A lot of tall fighters do that. I understand that, when you're being taught to do, taught to box, don't move straight back. But do you think when you watch a fight that a fighter never, ever moves straight back? Like, he made it sound like, Deontay Wilder moves straight back, too.
Yeah, he does.
But the thing is, when Tyson Fury does move straight back, he does kind of slide his head off to the side while he's doing it. And I'm not sitting there saying, moving straight back or leaning straight back. Like, Ali always did it, lean back like that. Lennox Lewis always did it. So did the both Klitschko brothers. Taller fighters or fighters that have good reflexes tend to do it, because more often than not, they can get away with it.
A lot of European fighters tend to fight like that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he moved straight back, but he also put his head off to the side when he did. So it's not like his head was right there. Deontay Wilder made a great move when he threw the right hand. He came up, he threw it from an angle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He followed Fury's head. So credit Deontay Wilder for lining that punch up beautifully, more so than Fury making the mistake,
Right.
So that's the ridiculous thing listening to Bradley. Like, he's like, I've never seen a boxer like Fury, tall and with his ability and skill set, move straight back. I just named like fucking five fighters that do it. So I mean, stop. It's fucking some egregious thing that's like
right.
a credulous thing that you've never seen before. You used to move straight back then. That's how fucking Packer hit you with the left hand.
So
he's a great fighter, Tim Bradley. I like him, and he's a good person.
I hate Tim Bradley.
But I hate him as an announcer. He's a horrible announcer.
Horrible announcer. I didn't like him as a fighter either. 323-870-3857 if you want to call in, give your predictions, all that other good stuff. Were you shocked at anything you saw at the weigh-in?
Yes. I'll tell you what I was shocked about. I did not know that we were going to bring that many of our fans over. I did not. When we showed up in full force like that, and we were drowning out, like the Deontay Wilder chants.
Didn't it feel like Ricky Hatton, the Ricky Hatton days?
And that
really
place,
did.
That place was packed. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to eat my crow here, because I criticized Bob for the way he was promoting Tyson Fury with the way I didn't think the opponents were as such that people were going to get behind Fury. But look, did you see that crowd in Vegas?
Yeah.
That whole crowd cheered for him.
It was insane.
That whole crowd cheered for him. And he was walking, like, people know him now. You know, ESPN and Fox have done a phenomenal, and I mean phenomenal. I've never seen a better promoted event in my life. And I've never seen two powerhouses like ESPN. These are the two biggest sports networks in the world.
Yeah.
Okay? For them to come together like this, and another thing I like too, they're taking production team members from ESPN and Fox, and they're meshing them together. And I actually like the cohesiveness between the two teams.
Yeah.
I like that, you know.
You know, we'll talk about this more on Sunday, but, you know, there was rumors, of course, that Top Rank is going to be sold. And I would love to see it sold to PBC. That would be beautiful. I mean that that's great.
Well, he was saying that they were gonna sell the zone. Please don't do that.
They will be in the back of the same boat, you know.
Please don't do that.
Yeah. I don't know.
But if they were to sell the PBC, oh my God.
That'd be huge. Bad. How great would that be, huh?
But I was amazed Gary and they were actually cool with Wilder. I've never seen Wilder be like that before, ever.
So your pick is still Fury to win decision or what? Or by knockout?
Decision, but here's the thing. This is the bet that I'm recommending. The over-under is 10.5. Okay? So you pick Fury and you take the under, you're covered. Because I don't think it's impossible for Fury to knock him out. And I'll tell you why. I think both guys have pretty good condition, but Wilder was exhausted. He was exhausted that fight. He had to dig, and credit to him for digging down deep. But Fury did not look tired at all at any point in that fight, and he got knocked down twice. Okay? Wilder looked tired a lot in that fight. A lot.
And he was, what, 212 for the last fight?
And he was 209 when he entered the ring, they said. Okay.
And so now he's 20 pounds heavier?
Yeah. So
that's
I don't think it's impossible for Fury to wear him down and stop him late. But I'm making the conservative pick and just picking Fury to win straight. But I'm taking the under because I think either guy could knock the other guy out. But I don't think Wilder can outbox Fury. I don't. And I go back to that Ortiz fight.
No. There's no way he's outboxing Fury.
I go back to that Ortiz fight.
Yeah.
Okay? Where Ortiz looked better in the second fight than he did the first fight.
Right. Tiny Tim, thank you so much. He said if you guys get a chance, look at Fury's reality show. Maybe warm to him. Will do. You know, I'll tell you what, man. You know, I saw the weigh-in, and I picked Wilder. I picked Wilder by knockout. I think he'll catch him at some point earlier in the week. After seeing the weigh-in, there's nothing there to really make me change my pick. I think that Fury's going to be a step slower, but I think Wilder's going to be a step slower. I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know who's going to win. You don't think he's going to be a step slower, 20 pounds heavier? He's got to be, Pete. Come on. Look at Andy Ruiz. Was 15 pounds heavier, and there's a lot of steps slower.
His average weight throughout the course of his career, he's like 265.
Right, but we know that his best weight, and that's 9 pounds heavier. That's still 9 pounds heavier.
When he's lighter, okay, when he's lighter, I don't think those have been his best. I don't think that was his best performance against Klitschko. I don't.
His best performance against Wilder, I mean, that was a good performance. 254, wasn't it? 252, 254?
He was like 260, like 257. So. And here's another thing, Eric.
He was 256,
older,
256 for Wilder.
Okay. When you get older, you get heavier anyway. You know what I mean? A guy at 6'9".
Yeah, no, but no.
If he was 290, if he was 290 or 295 or 300, then I would be concerned.
He was 254 for his last fight. So we can't blame this on age.
Yeah, but again, he was probably doing a different training regimen. He wasn't eating as much. He wasn't doing the weight training. You see, he's doing weight training. He's doing different types of training. What if you were to measure him, his body fat, right? And his body fat was actually lower at 271. Would that, or 273, how would you feel then?
I mean, we'd have to see it. What if his body? I'll tell you this though. I know this. If he was ripped up, he would have took his shirt off at that weigh-in. I mean, that's bottom line. That's brass tacks,
well,
right?
You never know why a guy would weigh in. Like Sugar Ray Leonard, when he fought Hagler, he weighed in with his shirt on. I mean, what does that mean? You know what I mean? So, who knows?
Yeah, but when you weigh in at 273 or whatever.
But we can't always assume when a guy's heavier, he's fat.
Truth says that Wilder looked in shape, Fury looked sluggish. I don't necessarily buy that, but Wilder did look in shape. There's no question about it. My big concern with Wilder's shape, though, is, again, he's carrying 10, 20 more pounds than he did last fight or the last time these guys met. And I think his optimum weight is around the 210 to 220 range. He's in the 231 range. You know, that's
you,
not good, man.
Let me ask you a question.
I think he's going to get tired faster is what I think. That's extra weight he's got to carry. I don't like that.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I weighed about 188 in the summertime in June. I'm 205 now. Do I look a lot different?
No, but I can only see your face, too. I don't know. I don't see you on a daily basis.
Do I look a lot different? Not really. Not really. My pants fit the same. The only thing is my upper body and the shirts are a little filled out, but that's about it. Pants fit the same.
All right.
Listen.
Well, I think, go ahead.
Here's the thing, okay? You want to know why he was lighter than the last camp? Because I think actually he was restricting his calories a lot. I think he made a concerted effort to worry about what the scale said.
Mm-hmm.
And not with the mirror said, and not with you know how he felt. So that was more of a number thing with him. So the way they were talking about this training camp was, we're not concerned about the scale. We're concerned about the quality of his training, and just how he fit. Like we're trying to optimize him the best we can. And we're not going to gauge that by what that scale number says. We're going to gauge that by our eyes and what the mirror says and how he trained. So they said that was his worst camp ever in the first fight. And this is a much, much better camp. I mean, I just like what I'm seeing.
See, I'll tell you what. I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like the fact that he's heavier.
Right.
I don't like the fact that, you know, the other thing was, too, he was doing well with Ben Davidson. He switched off of Ben Davidson and went to Sugar Hill. I'm not a big Sugar Hill guy. You know, I thought he was doing really.
I'll be honest with you. I like Sugar Hill. Sorry to interrupt you.
No,
I like Sugar. I like Sugar Hill a lot, but I don't think he should have got rid of Ben Davidson either. But here's the thing. He wanted to keep. This is what I don't understand. He wanted to keep them both, but then Ben didn't want to be second fiddle, I guess. But Roach was in the corner last time, so he shared kind of training duties with Roach last time.
Well, he might not have liked it either.
I don't know if he wanted Ben to be the secondary trainer and Sugar Hill be the main trainer.
Yeah.
whereas Ben was the main trainer last time, and Roach was the secondary trainer.
Maybe
that could have been a problem too. But we'll see.
In fairness, he has worked with Sugar Hill in the past. This was not a new thing for him.
Well, and also he told you he was coming in at 270, where Andrew Ruiz told you that he was going to actually lose weight. So Andrew Ruiz told you he was going to come in leaner. I'm going to try to look like Joshua. I want to try to get the mass. He said that all throughout the build-up of the fight.
Yeah, right.
What did Tyson Fury tell you? He said, I'm going to be 270. So I'm eating better than I've ever eaten. I'm eating more. I've eaten more than I've ever eaten. We've actually sent him a couple cases of mega meals, so we know he's eating quality food.
Which is not good, man.
Pull out the calipers. We have to pull out the calipers. We got to prove something to you.
Again, we'll see how he looks tomorrow. He could be, he could have gained weight. And
I bet you he has abs tomorrow.
Oh, you're on, son. You're on. I'm taking that bet.
I bet you he shredded.
You bet I'm taking that one.
Did you see the definition in his arms? That should have told you enough right there.
His arms look lean. He didn't look defined. They look lean. And his legs look lean.
They look shredded. You didn't see it?
No. What's the matter with you?
Did you see that Brachius Maximus?
530, Robert.
Good evening,
you're
guys.
Live. Robert, how are you, man?
I'm doing okay.
Robert, can I ask you a question?
Here we go. Go ahead,
I heard a rumor.
He knows what you're going to say.
I heard a rumor. Tell me if this rumor's true. I heard that you're not buying this pay-per-view tomorrow.
No, I'm not. This will be the second Wilder pay-per-view I have not bought.
Wow. This was the greatest decision we ever made.
Oh, stop it.
Imagine not buying this. This is the biggest heavyweight fight in the last decade. He's not even buying this.
I will tell you this. Hamed, yes, you can call in. But I will tell you this. He does have a point. That undercard is not stacked.
I don't care. I'll pay $500 for the main event.
You pay $500?
I'll pay $500 for the main event.
Fury's got abs, right?
I love the
Robert, do you think Fury's got abs?
I'm concerned about both of their weights, to be honest with you.
I am too.
Don't try to copy Eric.
I've got a mind of my own. I am 55 years old, Joe. So knock it off.
I don't care. You can still copy people at 55. I know people that are parents at 55.
Parents at 55.
I went to freaking Petco the other day. I saw a 55-year-old parent.
By the way, speaking of age, happy birthday, Lisa.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm related to her.
Anyway, honestly, last time, Wilder weighed 212, Fury weighed 256.5, and, we know what kind of fight that turned out to be. This time, Wilder's 231. Fury's 273. Now, I do see what Beeb is talking about, where Fury could make it a phone booth kind of fight and lean on him and make it difficult for him to get space to throw punches. But on the other side, if Fury does that, then that's going to put Wilder closer to Fury's bad cut, and he'll have more opportunity to open that up.
Yeah.
Think about that.
But how is he going to open up the bad cut if he can't throw a punch, Robbie?
Headbutt.
Yeah, but Tyson Fury's taller than him.
That doesn't matter. Wilder knows about that cut. And don't be surprised if he throws a few headbutts in there to open it up.
Okay, can I explain something to people? How cuts really occur? Mostly from punches? They come from punches that are scraping side punches. Deontay Wilder, when he throws punches, he throws them flush with this part of the fist. He never takes his jab and goes like he throws his jab straight. Guys that throw up jabs, guys that scrape, okay, and scrape the eye. All right. Tyson Fury has had scar tissue in that eye since the Chisora fight. He's had problems with that eye before. It's been cut before. It's not the first time he's had it cut.
Yeah, but
so
Joe,
if Deontay Wilder didn't open it up in the first place, I'm not saying it's impossible that the cut's not going to open up. I'm not saying that. But I think it could be possibly improbable. Because when you fight on the inside, Fury's going to have his head off to the side on Deontay Wilder's right shoulder. He's going to be smothering that right hand. He's basically going to put his head there, and he's going to wrap his arm around up underneath. This is an old Kronk tactic. You'll see it. He's going to wrap it up and underneath, and he's going to pull it, and then he's going to have the other hand free, and that's when he's going to start digging up a custom body shot. And then he's going to push him and turn him. I'm telling you. I know the game plan.
You know, I'll tell you what. We've never seen anybody really go to Wilder's body. We've never really seen anybody go. Louis Ortiz did it last time, and I thought it was pretty effective. So what we think is going to happen is that it's going to be a close telephone booth-style fight, like you said, with him doing a lot of body shots. But now that's the game plan. We suspect that's the game plan. However, I am worried about that cut. That was a bad deep cut, and there's absolutely – I mean, listen, man, I'm not a doctor. You know, I don't know how it could be 100% healed now.
Eric, if I'm not mistaken, that fight took place in September. It is February. It's only been 5 months. Unless he went to see a plastic surgeon. Unless he went to see some kind of plastic surgeon and had some work done, I think there's a real good possibility that Wilder could open up that cut, either with a butt or a punch.
Look, it didn't open up in the Brad Strowman fight, so it didn't open up yet.
Braun Strowman's a big guy.
And Braun Strowman's a big puncher.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
So that didn't open it up.
And he slammed him. I mean,
slammed him.
He came in there and attacked him at the NXT place.
He headbutted him.
Almost broke his ankle.
Didn't open up. Didn't open up in the fight against Braun Strowman. So.
Yeah. Well, I got to agree with Bieber on this one.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll have to
the Braun Strowman fight.
I guess we'll have to wait till tomorrow night to see. But
Robert, who are you taking in this fight?
I like Fury. I like Fury because in the first fight, I thought Fury totally dominated the fight except for the two rounds that he got knocked down in. And frankly, my opinion of this fight, if Tyson Fury can stay on his feet, he's going to be the new WBC heavyweight champion. That's the way I see it.
Does he stay on his feet, though, Robert?
The
cut. There's rumors of an ankle injury going around.
Yeah.
He's 274. I mean, does he stay on his feet? And does
honestly,
he stay on his feet fighting inside? I don't know.
Honestly, with the way he came in at the weigh-in, and with the way Wilder came in at the weigh-in, I don't think he stays on his feet, unfortunately, and that's bad news. Because also keep this in mind, Wilder has Wilder's knocked out everybody that he's faced, and Fury is the only one that I know of. Somebody can correct me, and I'm sure they will. Tyson Fury is the only one that I know of that has been able to get up from any of his punches. Now,
Romain Stavern.
Okay. But, I mean, we all saw what Wilder did to Stavern the second time around, so, you know. But
we'll talk about the second time. I'm talking about the first time.
Yeah. That's
the prime Stavern.
I didn't remember Stavern going down, but okay.
I think it was the seventh round he went out.
Yeah, he got knocked down.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a hard shot, too. I thought he was going to finish him off, and he didn't.
Yeah. But no, I'm picking Fury to be the new WBC heavyweight champion because he had a wonderful game plan the first time around. I hope he uses something similar the second time around, but with his weight the way it is, I think he's going to do exactly what Beeb said. And it's going to be an interesting fight. I'm going to be looking around. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Bart. One thing you guys aren't taking into consideration: how many times has Wilder hurt has had injuries to that right hand and that right arm He broke it. Allegedly, he broke his right forearm in the first fight. And he's supposedly he's got pins in that right hand now, he said. He broke that right hand a couple of times. So,
that what gloves will he be wearing tomorrow?
I'm not sure. But that whole arm has been injured several occasions. So, he's 34 years old. He's getting older now. That's what a lot of people are taking into consideration. He's getting older, okay? He's injured that hand and that arm on multiple occasions. And when I watched him training for this fight, the footage that I saw, he wasn't throwing it. Just like in the first fight, he wasn't throwing it. Because he said in the first fight, I'm not going to risk injuring this hand and not get paid for it. I'd rather injure it in the fight. So if he's not throwing it while he's training, because all I see JD's doing is, throw that left hook, throw that left. Like they've been working on the hook more so than the right hand. So if he's not throwing that right hand in camp anymore, if he didn't throw it in camp for the first fight in fear of injury, there's a good chance he didn't throw it a lot in this camp for fear of injury as well, because it's prone to injury. Because once you break a hand, it's very prone. History has shown us that, correct? How many times did Floyd Mayweather and Paul Malignaggi break their hand?
Oh, Malignaggi, several times that I know of. And Mayweather.
This is one thing that people are failing to mention here is that injury to the right hand. And again, I hate to repeat myself, but I have not seen him throw that right hand in any of the training footage. And they showed a lot of training footage, and what he was doing primarily was just jabbing his left hook. Wasn't throwing his right hand a lot.
They're really working on the left hook. And they worked on the left hook for the last fight. And I got to be honest, he should never throw that punch again because he looks
terrible. But I will say I love his jab now. His jab is really good now.
See, I'm not real crazy about his jab. I'm not real crazy about anything he does.
I like his.
But
I like how
he always seems to land that shot.
Well,
I like how
he's
moving his feet very quickly now, too. He's moving good on his feet now, too.
Yeah.
Here's the big question, guys. I have a feeling the referee is going to play a big part in tomorrow night's fight. Do we know who that is?
Who is the ref tomorrow? Hopefully it's not Jack Reese. Jesus.
Kenny Bayless.
Well, no, it's in Nevada, so it'll be like Kenny Bayless or Robert Byrd or Russell Moore or one of those.
It's Kenny Bayless.
Kenny Bayless.
Okay.
So as long as the name's not Floyd Mayweather, he'll let guys fight on the inside.
He doesn't like anybody touching Floyd on the inside.
Anyone goes near Floyd Mayweather within a fucking 12-inch radius? Bring it up.
He doesn't like that, does he?
No, he
sure doesn't. Yeah.
No.
So, Robert, you're picking Tyson Fury by decision?
He's got to stay on his feet because if he goes down, he's going to lose. The only way he wins this fight is if he stays on his feet, and he'll win by decision.
He went down twice in the last fight, and he didn't lose. So I don't know, man. If he could take Wilder's punch in the last fight, being 75%, now he's 110%. I don't know.
But I'll tell you one thing, guys. If Fury wins tomorrow night, this is going to set up a third fight between these two. So keep that in mind.
Nelson Santos says, Mr. Pragmatic, meaning me, hates everything Deontay does other than that right hand. He's 100% right. He's 100% right. Because he doesn't do anything. Like I said, man, he doesn't have a great jab. He doesn't have a great left hand. He should never throw that left hook again. He doesn't have a good left hook. He doesn't have good movement. He doesn't have good head movement. But he's got a killer right hand. And for whatever reason, he lands this constantly. He's landed a
jab
on everybody he's faced, so he does something right.
Well, what is it that Deontay Wilder always says, Eric? Everybody that I fight has to be perfect for 36 minutes. I only have to be perfect for 2 seconds.
That's right. Just 2 seconds, and he's 100% right. But you know what? And it's something I've always said, even back in the Tyson days and everything. Someone is going to be able to handle your power.
And so
you
far,
you will not
the only,
be able to knock everyone out.
And so far, the only one that's been able to handle it is Tyson Fury.
Yeah,
he's gotten up
that's
twice.
Correct.
So, So why are people pinning their hopes on Deontay Wilder knocking Fury out?
Because he's done it every time he stepped in the ring.
But he didn't do it last time. So why is everyone so sure it's going to happen this time if he didn't do it last time?
Interestingly enough, that's the only highlight I really see from the first fight. I see Tyson clowning around, and I see that knockdown in the 12th round. We don't even see the one, I believe it was in the 7th round, if I'm not mistaken.
No, the first one was in the ninth round.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
We don't even see that knockdown. But we see that 12th round played over and over again, like it ended there. It didn't end there, guys. You know, the fight was a draw. I mean, it was like, and it was dominated by Fury. It really was. That first fight was dominated by Fury.
Who has more ways to win?
Fury has more ways to win.
You always go with the guy. You have always historically gone with the guy who has more ways to win.
I do. My problem here, though, the reason I'll stay with my Wilder pick, and again, I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't bet this fight. I wouldn't bet this fight for anything because and those two guys, Brian and Jesse Reek, and putting $200 on this fight, that to me is just crazy. Because honestly, this fight could really go either way. It could go either way. This isn't even like the Ruiz-Joshua fight. I mean, it just could go. I could see it playing out either way. Really could.
But how is Fury all of a sudden going to be so much more fragile this time around than he was the first time?
I don't know that he will be. I don't know that he will be, but you saw it in the first fight. Say that knockdown in the 12th round happens in the second round now. You think he makes it out of that fight?
Yeah, because he got up and won the round.
Well,
Wilder was exhausted.
Not to mention both guys are 20 pounds heavier than they were the first time they fought.
The one thing that worries me about Tyson.
That tips it in, too. Go ahead.
The one thing that worries me about Fury, Eric, is that cut being opened. No matter how it's opened, that was a dangerous cut. And I don't want to see this fight stopped on cuts.
Yeah, the cut, there's a lot of unknowns in Fury's camp, man. The other thing, the cut, the trainer change, and then the ankle injury. Those are big deals, and not to mention you're 20 pounds heavier coming in.
But we don't know.
It's all a big deal.
But we don't know Wilder's injuries.
You're right. You know what? We don't know Wilder's injuries because they haven't been revealed, or maybe he doesn't have any. Nobody's 100% coming in. But the other thing with Wilder, with Wilder too, okay, he's 20 pounds heavier. And this is a guy who, you and I both agree, he was exhausted in that 12th round. Right? He was exhausted. Right.
That's what I'm
exactly.
saying.
He's 20 pounds heavier now than he was his last fight.
Dude, he's used to fighting heavy. This is what Fury told you. He goes, I'm used to being a fat man. Wilder's not.
Right. I'll tell you this. And Wilder's, again, he's 20 pounds heavier. He's not fat. But those muscles carry a lot of oxygen.
Well,
you know,
Wilder's
the deal.
Wilder's not fat, but he looks a lot smoother, less defined. To me, he looked a lot smoother, less defined.
Really?
He's much more defined than that.
I tell you, man, it's one of those things, like I said, when it's just there's too much for me anyway. There's too much unknown. Listen, I'm taking Wilder. I won't change my pick to Fury. I'll take Wilder in the fight. I hope Tyson Fury wins. I'll be rooting for Tyson Fury. But I'll take Wilder in the fight. Again, I wouldn't, but to me, as far as betting on this thing, it's too much unknown. Too much unknown to bet with. No way.
Wilder's historically, he's come out and said, I'm not a big eater. So how did he put on this weight? Did he force feed himself to put on this weight? That's another thing.
That's the other thing. I mean,
He's already said before, I'm not a big eater. I don't like to really eat that much. They tell me I have like a baby stomach because I can't eat a lot.
Yeah.
So guys that can't eat a lot that put on weight, they generally put on weight because they force that themselves.
Right.
Fury likes to eat. So he's not force feeding himself.
And that's a problem too. You know, that could be a problem too. All right, Robert, we're going to get moving here. So your official pick, Tyson Fury by decision.
That's correct.
You're on record, my man. All right, man.
And
I will talk to you soon.
And good luck to Brian and Jesse. That took guts last week, guys. That took guts.
Yeah. guts or lack of brains. I don't know, man. $200 on this fight. That's a lot.
All right.
I heard you're putting $1,000 on Fury. Is that true?
Did you put $1,000 on Fury, Robert?
I don't have that kind of money, and I wouldn't do it if I did.
There you go.
Come on, Robbie.
There you go. Me and Robbie both, man. I'll tell you what.
I've seen that mistake.
Down on
Rodeo Drive.
Down on Rodeo.
And a few blicks trying to get a flushing.
Few blicks. Georgie, 508, you're live.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, yo! What's happening, people?
What's happening?
This shit is crazy, though. There is my hype about this. Everybody talking about it. This thing is out there on full force, bro. These mafias, bro, they pushing it, but you know I love it. They're doing something nice, at least once. They put that shit in the Super Bowl. I mean, all the networks, they like teaming up. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that ended up at the end being good for the sport, right? It turned out to be great because if you remember last time, we're going to go back to the old video when they for the first time. On the first fight, I remember the show. Robbie still was around at that time. And I remember he wasn't even hype about it. Nobody was it. And out of the first fight, look at where we are right now.
Yeah, we were hyped about this fight.
I got the receipt. That shit is out there. I go research.
Go do your research.
Go to the archives.
George Barr tablets on our Rikers.
Listen, but this thing is amazing for the sport, bro. I love it, bro. So, Eric, come on. Let me get this straight. You switching? You going for Wilder now?
I picked Wilder last week. Where you been?
So you said you're going to Wilder then?
He was in solitaire. He was in solitaire last week. He didn't hear us.
I picked Wilder.
He always was picking Wilder.
I just want to make sure we're on record again because you guys get suffer for amnesia.
Yeah.
Another question for the record. Do you still hold the title that let you keep? Flash that shit. Because I'm challenging you right now, early in the year, I'm picking Fury for the pipe and the title. Strap me up. Don't dog me, son.
You have the belt. I have the belt.
Beef has the belt.
I have the belt.
Oh, you have the belt?
How come he hasn't sent it to you yet?
Why he got that thing kidnapped? Yo!
I had to make my own belt, you know.
Well, you got to send it to me because I know your shit.
That's where it goes, man.
Listen, you got to stop it. Stop it. You get the whole thing confused. I think I'm going to challenge you, you know, and you make me look stupid. Jesus Christ.
Well, you can challenge him for the number one contender status. How's that? You can fight him in an eliminator.
I think the number one contender
ought to be Jesse Reakin or Brian. Betting $200 on it, man.
Hey, true that.
They put the money down, man.
They want to jump on it. Let's see if they want to jump on it. Now, a lot of people want to show their faces and whatnot, so that's whatever. But, yo, I just calling in to say my pick. Yuker Pride and the new Fury. Dude, it's going to be beautiful. Yo, another thing. Do you hear what they're doing to Dillian White? Fucking, what the fuck is that name? The WBC mafia dude? Mauricio?
Oh, Suleiman? Oh, Mauricio Suleiman?
Yeah, he was in another show not too long ago talking about how Vivian White was lying. How the fuck he's lying? What is the meaning of having this goddamn bill?
Nothing, yeah.
The silver bird in the number one position for that long and not get you shot. What the fuck that means? This fucking mafia is sick of them,
you know this?
What do you mean?
Sitting around wondering.
Listen.
Doesn't matter if you're ranked number one. You still have to have mandatory status.
But what's the meaning of it? To be ranked number one.
read their rules. I already did a video on this.
Yeah.
Read their rules. Read
and you
their
don't find
rules.
A fair. You don't then, found. You don't found. You say okay. So we will go. How come we going with the rule with this? And we're not going with the rule with the fucking second left on the fight. And we're questioning fucking Jack Reed, fucking pedigree on being on trauma, fucking a nurse, this and that, all type of fucking
pedigree. I'm doing the same thing you do all the time. I'm doing the same thing
but
you do all the time.
But this is what I'm saying, but how can you accuse me that I'm with
you?
I'm trying to go to the fair part that you're talking about. I'm trying to go to your side, and then you're going to jump in the other side.
Why does it shock you? Why does it shock you that a guy could be ranked number one? Why does it shock you that a guy could be ranked number one?
Because he's not fair.
Let me ask you a question, Georgie. Let me ask you a question first.
I'm going to answer your question if you answer my question, Eric. If you answer my question, I'll answer yours. Quick one. When fighters fight and the round is over, do judges judge rounds sometime as even rounds? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Not in the U.S. Not in the
Shut
U.S.
Shut the fuck up. It's on the rules. Go check it. I'm going to tell you
when,
the same shit you guys telling me now. Go check it because you don't believe
in
the rules.
Yeah, of course it's in the rules. Yeah,
you're right.
It is in the rules. They don't exercise it, though.
All over the world, they use that rule. You guys all like it. You want to smug me my name and put it next to Jason.
Does he realize
you guys
he
ridiculous?
He yells because he, yeah.
You better ask for forgiveness.
He yells, we can't understand him.
Right.
We can't understand when you yell.
It's in the rules. We know it's all in the rules. We know that
but
you can still, but in the United States,
a lot of people
you would be
man.
Hard-pressed to find anybody who scores an even round.
Why is he still talking?
I don't know. Because he doesn't want to listen because he just wants to talk.
Why is he still talking?
I don't know.
But they are, they exist, and you guys don't acknowledge them. How many times you guys
were trying to answer? We're trying to answer you.
Why is he still talking?
We're trying to answer you, man.
In the rules, you can score a 10-10 round, but it's never done in the U.S. I can't remember the last time I saw a U.S. judge score a 10-10 round.
Never.
You're telling me right now, Beef, let me get this straight.
Why
that if
talking?
I went to the archives of boxing in the United States of America, I'm not going to find out even round is going nowhere. You crazy. The fuck you talking about?
Do it.
Of course I'll be.
Do it.
I remember
in the last 20 years, I want you to find, in the last 20, listen to me, in the last 20 years, because I think like when Sugar Ray and stuff back in the 70s and early 80s, they did that.
When Sugar Ray Leonard fought Tommy Hearns, that was the last time I've ever seen even Hearns.
Yeah.
But that's why he's there.
That was such nonsense, too.
Even better. This is the question they're going to stand and vote for you. But in the WBC, WBA, IBF, listen,
yes.
IBF, all these, it's still talking, and all this.
You're talking.
in all these so-called.
Why do you want to embarrass yourself every day? Why?
You don't want the question. You don't want the question because I get into you right now. This is work.
You
I was about to go
answer.
My way. But you
the
guys,
guards must be in a meeting.
I'm
right
telling you. I'm
just
telling you this is a question
answers,
right here. If I
question.
Go into the WBC books, IBF, you're going to tell me that in any of these organizations, I'm not going to find that rule saying that a judge can score an even round?
They're not going to score an even round. Yes, they're not going to score an even round.
Do you understand the question? Don't try to change it. If I go to the WBA, IBF, WBA, WBO, do I going to find somewhere on the rules that a judge can't score an even round?
You know the last time I saw an even round in a fight?
It's a wrap.
No.
You guys don't believe in even rounds. They exist. And they
why
have
is he
it.
Talking?
And you guys don't like
why
it.
Why is he still
and
talking?
That, oh,
why is he still talking?
And
why
we,
still talking?
Right. We can talk about like even rounds like because of a point deduction or something like that. That's not
no.
what we're talking about.
You know the last time it was an even round too? If both fighters right, score a knockdown each, it's a 10-point must system, right? When Paul Williams and Sergio Martinez knocked each other down, that round was 10-10 because it's a 10-point must system and less a point taken away. That was the last time I saw a 10-10 round.
Moving the goalpost once again, huh? But you're going to go with the racism?
Did
I trick on the bag now?
What are you talking about?
You're going to start talking about
up the door, man. You gotta
seriously, you got to get on 50 milligrams.
You got to up the
You got to get on 50 milligrams of that stuff,
up,
man. Seriously,
you
man.
You
got to
up the dose,
like,
bro. You got to up the dose, bro. What the
listen, shout out to the
doctor.
Shout out to the UK. Shout out to the UK and the new by UK Masterclass. I'm going to see you on Sunday. A number one contender. I'm coming for you, Beebs. Bye.
Kids, this is why we tell you don't do drugs.
Georgie.
Kids. All you kids out there and all you parents watching, make sure you tell your kids don't do drugs.
Omar Rodriguez just said, if Jason follows this call, I'm unliking this show. All right, well, listen, man, I don't want to get that. Where's there he is. There he is. Let's go to Hamed. Hamed, all the way from England. Hamed, you're live.
Yes. Yeah, hello, Eric.
Let's get going. Put the
Quaaludes
down.
That's so funny. When he calls in, he's like, he's always going to the chat. Hey, I'm calling from England. Put me in next. Like, I'm just supposed to cut the other guy off and bring him in. I love
that.
Sounds like he just went to the call. What's going on,
Ahmed?
What's going on, baby? Kick some balls.
All right.
We're good, Ahmed. I promise you, we're okay.
I'm good. Georgie, that was a crazy call for me.
Ahmed, how you doing today?
I swear to God, I'm swearing a stack of bottles. I'm doing okay.
Beep, how are you today?
All right. Yeah, I'm good.
All right, enough with the pleasantries.
I was going to say this. You can score even rounds, but they don't generally do that in America. They do that a lot in the
right.
UK.
Right.
Excuse me. But you shouldn't do it. Like, you get calf rocks. No, I'm just saying generally. Like, we should.
We already know that.
He's offline, though. Like, I barely understand the word you see. But I was just saying generally because. You know, Fury walled at round 12. A lot of people are saying Fury came back and won the round. I still don't think he did enough to make that 10-9 round. I think Wilder still had the 10-8 round.
I don't think 10-8 was the right score. 10-8 was the right score.
But some people said Fury won the round. He didn't win the round. He just won the last minute.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. It was a 10-8 round. There's no question. I scored it a 10-8 round.
Klitschko, Joshua, round 5. Joshua drops Klitschko first minute. Then gets battered from pillar to post for 2.5 minutes. That is a round where you could either score, I think, if it's 10-point must system, I think you could score it 10-9. Or some people say you could score it 9-8. Because they say once you get dropped. I got to check with that. Because I remember someone was saying, if you do get back up and you win the rest of the round and you dominate the guy, you could give the guy the point back because he got back off the floor and essentially won the round. But it don't really make a difference if it's 10-9 or 9-8, essentially in terms of points difference, because you're just going to win the point back. The only thing is, instead of maybe 1-15 for one guy or 1-16, there'll be a difference on that. But that's what I was just going to say with that. Like 10-10, you shouldn't really score rounds. I was going to see about the fight. I'm not sure. I see a lot of people that, you know, respect are picking Fury, so I'm not sure if Wilder will surprise us all and knock him out. I don't think that's a good idea. Fury, I talked about this recently to a couple of guys. I think Fury's optimum weight, if he wants to hit Wilder, because if you look at his rematches, normally he comes in heavier. Against McDermott in the rematch, he was 270, but he was obviously overweight at that time, wasn't in good shape. And this is back in 2010 or 11. But against Chisora, he was 264, I think. And the first fight, he was lighter. I thought 19 stone, about that, is about right. I know 273 was the number they said, but he had clothes on. He had, I don't know how much heavy he would have been. I think he's around about 270, which he was saying. As long as he's in good shape, I think that's okay. The only thing is, if he can't knock Wilder out, can he do 12 rounds at 270? That's a big question. Like, what do you guys reckon about that? Like, can he move around for 12 rounds at 270?
He's done it before. He's done it before.
No, against an elite fighter like Wilder.
Go back and look at the second Chisora fight when he was this weight, and look at the style that he employed.
All right,
For what he needs to do tomorrow night, this is the optimum weight.
All right. Yeah, I'll just put
that's my opinion.
I think coming at 270, he's not coming to box. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
We're grinding it out tomorrow night. That's what
does
we're doing.
Yeah, what
we're
about
coming to grind it out.
Wilder is much heavier. I don't think that's a good way to. If I was a Wilder fan, I would be worried because
I think it's a horrible
way
for Wilder. I really do. I think that it's a bad way for Wilder.
If he puts him down, I think Fury gets knocked out. 230, Wilder loading up. I think that's dangerous. If he lands, but I don't know if he can land at that weight.
Right hand, the right hand's compromised.
What do you mean it's compromised?
He's going to be slower. I mean, Fury might be slow as well, but
right
look at
upset.
The weight.
You don't think
faster.
What now? Hold on, what?
I don't think the right hand's 100%.
Based
don't.
On what, though?
Not throwing it. If he's not throwing it in training camp, it's not 100%.
How do you know he's not throwing in training? Just because of some videos?
Said he wasn't. He said
he hurt his
hand. He said he broke his forearm, Eric, in training for the first fight.
In the first fight, yeah, that was a couple of fights ago.
Also said he had a pin in his hand before too.
Right.
Yeah.
And
He
said when he was training for the first fight, I didn't throw it in training camp because I didn't want to injure it. If I was going to injure it, I'd rather injure it in the fight.
So he injured it in the first fight. He injured his right hand in the first fight.
But that hand has been injured before, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. And
so
I put him on the deck in the 12th round, though.
But he didn't knock him out. And when he was throwing it.
That punch would have knocked out a horse. He hit him twice.
Watch the whole fight, and he even said it. He said, my timing was off with the right hand. Because I love him throwing it.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Right.
Even
I
if it is compromised, he can still knock you out with it.
I think it's not, but he didn't knock him out with it.
You're talking about, yeah, but he's knocked out everybody else, not this guy.
But not this guy.
Can I ask you guys a question?
I'm not going to believe it. I'm not saying he can't, but will he? I think the right hand's compromised.
Can I see this? He dropped him in round 12, and he dropped him in round 12 and he's 212 pounds. Surely if he's 230 and he drops him in the first four or five rounds, I'm pretty sure Fury will be hurt a lot more because he just about beat the count and that was in the 12th round. And Wilder wasn't that heavy. Like, I know Fury's heavy as well, but the heavier you are, normally the harder you fall as well. So I got to agree with Eric. I think if Fury gets hit early, I think Wilder will knock him out this time. I don't think Fury could afford
to get
hit.
But can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is my theory on the right hand, is that totally improbable? Is that totally not possible to think that maybe that hand is that you are we supposed to believe that hand
No, because he knocked out Louis Ortiz with the right hand. There's nothing wrong with that right hand.
I understand. Okay, but he can still knock people out with it not being 100%, correct?
Sure. So right. Even if it's not 100%, who cares?
But did you see how many times he missed with it? Like, what I'm saying is...
He misses with a lot of shots, though.
What I'm saying is, fight after fight, from what I've been seeing, his accuracy has been going down. Now,
I agree with that.
I disagree with that completely because his accuracy was never good anyway.
I rewatched the Ortiz fight.
He was missing more shots in that fight. That fight,
he
the Fury good. Fight.
Look at
he
the Gerald missing. Washington. Steve, he's never been like an accurate puncher, man.
No, but what's the first Ortiz
what
fight?
What I'm saying is,
I honestly think
when I hear someone say that I'm not throwing a punch in camp because I'm afraid that I'm going to hurt it, that sends a red flag in my head because once someone injures something...
I'll go along with that. You know what?
Once someone injures something and they say that they baby it, in the back of it, even Andre Ward, remember Andre Ward was talking about how he hurt his shoulder? And then he said his right shoulder was hurting, was damaged for years. And he never got operated on. And you know what he said? That all throughout my career, when I was training, I never threw it. That's why it was off. And then when he got it repaired and operated on it, he felt confident to throw it. You see what he did in the second Kovalev fight? That's after he got the operation.
Yeah.
So whenever someone says to you, I was afraid to do something in fear of injury, subconsciously, that's in the back. Let me finish, please. Subconsciously, that's in the back of their mind. Okay? So if he's saying, I didn't want to throw it in training, he may not be throwing it. I can't say this. The footage I've seen, he's not throwing it. Now, does that mean he's not throwing it all camps? No. But what is it that you know a camera's on you? Wouldn't you think that you're going to show your best stuff to make yourself look good, right? Why would you not
Maybe.
Throw it?
Maybe.
Why would you not throw it? So
why would you not take your shirt off the weigh-in?
That's irrelevant.
Right, of course, that's mind games. Yeah.
That's mind games.
So, listen, hate to interrupt you. Hey, quiet. Hang on. Adrian Broner, TMZ is reporting, I just saw this in the chat, Adrian Broner has been arrested at the Wilder Fury weigh-in. TMZ is reporting Adrian Broner was just arrested and taken away by the cops at the weigh-in. Back in November, AB was twice told was not allowed to visit the property. Let me see here, regardless of the warning. Okay, here's the deal. Back in November, AB was told that he was not allowed to visit the property, I guess the MGM Grand Garden. And regardless of the warning, Broner showed up at the weigh-in, and he was arrested. He was asked to leave, ignored the request, so hotel security detained him until the police took over. He's being taken to county jail where he'll be processed. And then he'll be released with a misdemeanor trespassing citation. What a moron.
He's an idiot.
I mean, seriously, what a moron, man. Can you believe this? I mean, seriously, like, what is wrong with this guy? This guy's got problems, man.
Yeah.
Guy's got big problems. Ahmed, we're going to move on, okay? We're going to get going. Thank you so much for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
Can I just say something?
Who do you got for this fight?
All right. I just want to see, did Ward hurt his left or right hand? Because he hurt Kovalev with the right hand. Sorry to cut you guys off.
It was his right. I just explained to you, he had a torn rotator cuff for years in his right shoulder. And he never got it operated.
All right.
And then he got it operated on. And then after they got it off, Corey was the same thing, hurt his right hand. These were fighters that never threw their right hands in fights because they had bad shoulders.
Yeah.
So if you have a bat, you have a pin in your right hand, and you've broken your right forearm, and you know, subconsciously you may be concerned about that injuring that again. Floyd Mayweather, when he started breaking his hand, Never Paul Malignaggi wouldn't even throw his right hand in fights anymore because he kept throwing his jab.
Pernell Whitaker had hand trouble too. Yeah, remember that.
So when you have hand trouble over the years. After a while, you start second guessing yourself because you're concerned that you're gonna hurt yourself again. That's all I'm saying.
There it is. All right, Ahmed, we're gonna get running, man. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Jason 706. 706, you're live.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Did you guys just say, Bernard? Did you guys just say Broner got a citation in Vegas?
Broner got arrested. Yeah, Broner got arrested. He's going to be processed and released with a misdemeanor citation.
And he's getting a citation?
Yeah.
He's getting a citation for trespassing?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God, dude. Like, can we stop the presses and just do another hour show about this, please? Can we, Eric? Can we extend the show for an hour?
Sorry. I guess. I recognize this. I think he was trying to be funny. I think that's what it was. He was trying to be funny.
Why would that hurt you so bad that Broner got a
trespassing charge for being at MGM?
Did you
he was trying to be funny.
I cannot believe this.
Let's give what he wants. That was so good. I wish I would have thought to say that.
Let me ask you a question, Jason. If someone told you that you're not allowed to be at a certain place or you would get arrested, would you go back there?
I don't know.
Yes or no? Would you go back there?
I don't know. Jason's the hard guy. Yeah, Jason's the hard guy.
Depends on how I'm doing.
Idiot.
Moron.
Idiot.
Dude,
who you got, Jason?
10,000 people. There's like 10,000 people there. I mean, he probably just thought he'd probably blend in and forget about him, you know. But who
cares? Did you count
them? All Fury fans.
You can tell.
All Fury
fans.
Tell
on TV.
You could tell. I could just tell 10,000 people.
All Fury.
You could just tell 10,000 people, huh?
I could tell.
You're an idiot.
I could tell.
All Fury fans.
You're a moron.
What did you think? You thought there was like 2,000 people there? Come on, relax. Fury was
trying
to tell
him.
That's why he didn't take off his shirt. He's like, Fury was like Eric, you know, and he goes to the pool and you don't take your shirts off. You know, it was kind of like Eric.
Look at you. Where's your pictures at, son? Where's your picture? Where's Jason's picture at?
Did you miss the pipe?
What do you mean?
Where's Jason's
picture at? What do you mean?
Where's your picture at, son?
Where's my picture at?
That's farmersonly.com. Other than the farmersonly.com picture you got on.
Show us those Oshkosh Badashes again. Show us those overalls.
What did you say?
Show us those inbred jet overalls. Show us those inbred jet overalls. Your Facebook picture.
He had those overalls on in his Facebook picture, didn't he? He looked like
hillbilly.
He was over there cleaning. He was cleaning up the field. He just stood by a plane. He wasn't even flying. He was just cleaning up over there.
I had an Under Armour hoodie, and Beavis was like,
green.
I'm wearing
no,
overalls. He's like
didn't.
Blind.
That was a green.
No,
you
guys are
blind. He had his freaking overalls on with three missing feet.
That picture is still on my Facebook.
He didn't even have to stop when he smiled either.
All right, take it easy.
That's so stupid.
Go ahead, Hillbilly. Finish your statement. Finish your statement.
Shut up. He didn't really have anything to say, Beeb.
Beeb, you're not going to
the
fight?
What do you got
to say? Come, Beeb, you're not going to the fight?
It's in Las Vegas. Why? What's going on?
I'm really actually disappointed that I'm not going, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. You don't even go to the fight.
I was supposed to be part of the Fury entourage, but it didn't work out.
He's the East Coast for your entourage. Fury needs you on the East Coast.
Yeah. No, did you guys see the video of Bradley and Broner arguing? They just posted that on Twitter. That's why he was there. He was trying to get some clout, you know, some headlines. Yeah, well, that's why he's always in the headlines. Because he's always doing dumb shit. That's what everybody does.
Oh, Bradley hates Broner.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, Bradley hates Broner.
Bradley's fake as hell. Bradley's just fake, you know. He was talking shit about Porter too, and now he's being all nice to Porter.
He's talking shit about Porter, really?
On Fox. Yeah, he was like, I don't hate them.
He's like,
haven't accomplished anything, you know. When he was trying to retire, you know, people were calling him out. He's like, nah, I don't want to fight him. Did you guys already order the pay-per-view? Yeah, me too. Dude, Tessitore and Brian Kenny, those are the two worst guys, and that's who fucking ESPN and Fox pick. That's so.
Brian Kenny sucks.
Dude, he's horrible.
Isn't she gorgeous?
She sucks, though.
Dude, I don't know.
You don't like her?
No.
I don't like chicken asses, man.
I just don't.
I like her. I like
dude,
her.
Eric is a fucking hater because he could never get her, so he's hating on her. He's a fucking moron. He could never get her.
Let's see a picture of your girl now. Hey, Jason, let me see a picture of your girl.
Show us a picture of olive oil.
Why would I show you a picture of my girl? Why would I do that?
It's a pee. It's
I mean,
a sheep. He's got a picture of a sheep on his bed.
Obviously, she'd look better than your girl, like 100 times better. You know that already.
You think so? I doubt it, son. He's just going to show me a picture
a
of his left
that's
hand.
That's not even a question.
What,
are you my girlfriend?
Eric, Beep is over there putting air in Lewis. Beep is over there pumping air in Lewis.
Beep,
are you pumping air in Lewis? Beep. Is it? Beep, is it air pumping night for Lewis? Air pumping night? Air pumping Friday?
Beep, pre-fight
Friday. Air
nope.
pumping party? Pumping air pre-fight? For tomorrow night.
That's Beef special. These are Beef special women right here.
Yeah.
This is what Beef, this is the stuff Beef hooked up with.
Yeah.
Right here.
What about that, Jason?
What about that, Jason?
You ain't got
to save that for later, son.
Random picture.
Go ahead. Take a screenshot and save it for later, son.
You're hooking up with that puppy.
Yeah, that's what the Beef's dealing with.
That's your beat up for the rest of the week.
Looks like your sister. Is that your sister? Looks like your sister.
He always gets in the family.
You know when you're getting smashed when you have to go low and get
right. That's it.
That's when you know.
You know.
But see, I don't go at family because that's just not what I do.
Oh, really? You just call me inbred, Beeb. You just call me inbred. I can't say make jokes now. Come on. Relax, dude. Relax.
It's not the same thing.
You just call me inbred. I'm making that joke now. You want to cry? Why are you crying about jokes? Dude, relax. It's just banter. Relax.
You're crying about it.
It's like very banter.
Hey, you're hurting my feelings, woman. I'm so broken up. Eric, can you give me a tissue?
Are you guys both picking Fury?
No, he's picking Wilder. He's picking Wilder.
Eric's USA. You're
picking Wilder too, right?
Yeah, you know he's going to pick the PBC guy. He's going to pick PBC.
I'm always USA.
He's got no other like decision making skills, but he'll pick the PBC guy.
What do you mean?
Come into the room with two
dude, I'm a Wilder fan.
Wilder.
Why wouldn't I pick him? I'm a Wilder fan. Why wouldn't I pick him?
PBC.
You talk about PBC more than me, probably. You do the show, so you know.
I love PBC.
I like the PBC.
I'm not talking about PBC. I love PBC.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the ratings for a fucking Plants fight? Were you surprised? Did you see that number?
Yeah, it was almost 2 million.
Yeah,
it was
awesome,
only 1.8 or something like that.
And dude, they didn't promote anything.
Hey, what do you
fight
think?
Had no zero. That, go ahead.
What do you think? Hey, Beeb, let's talk about this for a second here, man. What do you think the pay per view is going to be?
Now?
Yeah.
I changed my mind. I said 500,000.
I think I said 400,000. I think I said 400,000.
I'm changing my mind. I think it does 1 million.
Really?
Lorda said 300. Lorda said 300. Lorda, Eric said 300 last week. You will be.
I think.
You
I think
so 300-400.
I think
300-400.
I think it's
going to
do
500,000 now. 500-600 easy. It could.
Here's
be
what people are forgetting. Here's what people are forgetting. Here's what people are forgetting.
Good.
It's going to be on ESPN, Fox.
And
the
ESPN
Fox and the Fox app. There's going to be so many ways to watch this fight.
It'll probably be on Fight TV too, I would imagine.
Fight TV?
Yeah, for
Fight
overseas,
TV will probably have
Australia
it.
And Canada and stuff.
I would think.
I heard it's on. I actually heard it may be on Nickelodeon too. I mean, this fight is everywhere.
You know what? And I wonder if it'll be
on
the
they're
Zone.
On Masked Singer. Did you hear that? They're both on Masked Singer,
Beef?
That show on Fox. Did you hear that? What is that show about? Have you seen it before, Masked Singer? I haven't seen it.
God, man, what are you talking about? Anyway, Beeb, you know what? You remember that one thing when we saw like PBC on the Zone, and it was like over in Germany and stuff like that. But I bet it'll be on the Zone. I bet you any money it'll be on the Zone somewhere in the world.
They have Tyson Fury on the Zone, like the interview mentioned too. So
yeah, so it's gonna be interesting, man. I'm still holding steadfast 300,000-400,000.
This fight is on TV. Like
I think it's
gonna
be. I think it's low too. We'll
this fight is on
out,
TV
man.
Like
we'll
200
see.
Countries.
I don't think
didn't,
it. You know what?
Didn't the first fight do 375? And you're saying this is going to be less than the first fight?
Nah,
that's impossible.
300,000 to 400,000.
That's impossible.
Nah, first fight.
Not
first fight did 350. First fight did 350 barely.
And you're saying that this fight's going
to
be
300 to 400? Yeah.
That's it.
I'm saying around 700. I'm thinking around 700. 700, Beeb. 700 because Fox can bring in 300.
Beeb says
ESPN
a million.
Can bring in 300.
I'm changing it to 1 million. I said 500,000 last week. I'm changing my pick to 1 million.
Mike T in the chat says 2.8 million. No.
You know why I'm changing my pick? Because D-Style works for Dish. D-Style works for Dish, right? And he's saying that a lot of orders are coming in. and it's mandatory.
Oh, yeah,
it's mandatory overtime.
No,
Dish has been.
It's
big.
Mandatory
I have
overtime.
Dish has been promoting it.
Why do people keep
talking about Dish? They have been promoting it.
I don't understand it.
What is wrong with it?
He's on mute.
So these fellows tell me that he works at Dish, and they have mandatory overtime this week.
Wow.
And they said last time this happened was Mayweather Pacquiao.
Was it Mayweather Pacquiao? I thought it was Mayweather McGregor, maybe. Or was it?
Or Mayweather McGregor too. But there's mandatory overtime.
So you're shooting for the million range.
People are talking to me that are casual boxing fans that are talking to me about this fight.
A lot of people are into it.
ESPN
are into
and
it.
Fox have put Tyson. And you know what? Tyson Fury seems to have been on more shows than Deontay Wilder.
I don't know why. Yeah.
America loves Tyson Fury. We have people at work. Like there's a lawyer.
I know we don't love our own champs. Notice that?
There's a lawyer at work, right?
Uh-huh.
She works for the city with us, right? She's a big boxing fan. She loves Tyson Fury.
Wow.
She likes Deontay Wilder too, but she loves Tyson Fury.
My wife loves Tyson Fury too. She really does. Yeah, she's a big Tyson Fury fan.
People just love this guy.
He's got a good story. You think about it. He's got a good story.
But
when he says things,
right, I know he's not bullshitting when he's talking about depression, because all the things he says, because I have depression because when my mother passed away, I was very depressing.
Yeah.
I'm better now, but he'll say things about, like, because there's one of four people that suffer from depression in the United States. He'll say things like, you know, Sundays are my worst favorite days, because those are the days that I don't go to the gym, and I have more free time on my hands, and I get depressed.